A new approach to treating brain cancer could improve patient quality of life, according to research by a Florida State University professor. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. According to the American Brain Tumor Association, brain tumors are the second leading cancer-related causes of deaths in the United States each year. Florida State University Associate Professor Dr. Eric Laywell explains why brain tumors can be so deadly. So
brain tumors are a little bit special, and one of the reasons is the brain is protected by something called the blood-brain barrier. And so it prevents things from entering the brain from the bloodstream. And sometimes it prevents things that you would like to get into the brain, like cancer therapeutics. So that's always a potential concern.
Surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation are some of the ways doctors currently treat brain tumors. If you've gone through one of these treatments, or you've known someone who has, then you know how they can change a person's quality of life. Chemotherapy and radiation try to eradicate cancerous cells. And while these treatments have saved numerous lives, they can also have some harsh side effects.
Because chemotherapy can be very devastating physically and sort of emotionally too to the patient. They typically lose weight, lose their hair, feel sick for long periods of time.
Laywell is researching the benefits of a new treatment strategy, shifting the focus from eradicating brain tumors to managing them.
Keeping it under control rather than trying to eradicate it completely, you can give less drug over time, and the patient will probably feel better and have a better quality of life.
Laywell is testing an existing drug called EDU, which is typically used to label and track cells that divide. Laywell's team discovered that over a longer period of time, EDU has a toxic effect. The cells divide more slowly and sometimes die. And when they tried EDU on cancer cells, it had the same effect.
And what we found, though, is that with EDU, it works on every kind of tumor cell that we've tried, not just brain tumors, although that's my area of focus. So it slows down. And so in terms of cancer, that's a good thing because it will slow down the rate at which the tumor can divide and grow.
It's not necessarily about finding a cure, but making the patient's lives easier. The treatment method involves varying doses of the drug based on how the tumor responds. If the tumor continues to grow, the dose is increased. If growth slows, the dose is lowered. The idea is to manage the tumor so that there are always treatable cells, preventing the chance for an untreatable, drug-resistant tumor.
We're more interested in smaller doses that might not eradicate the tumor, but slow it down and make it manageable so the patient can live with the tumor and have a better quality of life.
Laywell has received a $430,000 grant from the National Institutes of Health to explore EDU treatment on glioblastoma, the most common primary brain tumor. And while this treatment isn't ready for clinical trials yet, Laywell says the potential to help cancer patients is why he conducts research like this.
It's for the joy that you get from making a discovery, and particularly when it might have some clinical usefulness for human patients. You can't beat that feeling.
This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.